from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A gun and bomb attack on a university in northwestern Pakistan Wednesday killed at least 25 people and wounded dozens more, according to officials and hospital sources. VOA's Ayaz Ghul is in Islamabad and has more details.
What we understand from the officials in Charsada, which is around 150 kilometers from Islamabad towards northwest, is that four gunmen who basically, two of them were suicide bombers. They attacked this so-called Bacha Khan University in the town of Charsada in the morning, just when the students were beginning to undertake their classes. And in fact, there was an internal annual ceremony also taking place when these four attackers entered the campus and started indiscriminately firing at students and teachers and causing so many casualties. But according to officials, there were enough security on the campus that prevented and confined these attackers to one of the blocks of the university, and that's where this six-hour-long gun battle then continued.
Again, that is VOA's Ayaz Ghul reporting from Islamabad. You can read more details on that at voanews.com. Nigeria's state oil company said on Wednesday that it had shut down two of its four refineries due to crude supply problems after recent pipeline attacks. The Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation carried out an operational shutdown of the refineries in the northern city of Kaduna and Port Harcourt in the southern Niger Delta on Sunday, according to a statement. It was not clear how long the refineries would be shut. Our spokesman declined to give details. VOA News. Witnesses in the Afghan capital of Kabul say there's been a suicide car bomb attack near the Russian embassy. Pictures from the scene posted on social media show black smoke billowing into the sky. There's been no immediate reports of casualties as details of the incident are still coming in. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting Wednesday with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in Zurich, Switzerland. It's part of a trip to Europe, the Middle East, and Asia for talks on issues that include the multinational effort to bring political stability to Syria and North Korea's recent nuclear test. The bilateral talks come at a critical time as plans to launch peace talks on a political transition in Syria on June 25th appear to be in jeopardy. Adding border checks to Europe's passport-free area could cost 3 billion euros or $3.3 billion a year in lost business. That's according to the chief executive Wednesday, seeking to reinforce a message that impulsive measures to curb migrant flows would hurt the economy. The European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said, with 1.7 million workers crossing the EU internal borders every day, every hour of waiting time at the border had a cost. The International Labor Organization predicts global unemployment will worsen over the next 2 years, with emerging and developing economies bearing the brunt of the jobless market. Lisa Schlein reports.
The International Labor Organization finds more than 197 million people around the world were unemployed at the end of last year, 27 million more than the pre-crisis level of 2007. The ILO forecasts 2.3 million more people will be out of work by the end of this year, with an additional 1.1 million jobless in 2017 to reach 201.5 million unemployed. ILO Director General Guy Ryder says the slow growth of the global economy is not generating enough jobs to reverse a continuing increase in the high unemployment situation in the world. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United States says China must join with the rest of the world in imposing strong sanctions against North Korea over its latest nuclear test, given its special relationship with the reclusive regime. The U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the call on Wednesday in Seoul during a meeting with the South Korean foreign minister. Yemeni security officials say that Oman has closed its two border crossings with Yemen over fears of militant attacks, leaving Yemenis largely sealed off from the outside world. Three security officials from the eastern province of Mara, which borders Oman, told the Associated Press Wednesday that the closure took place early this year. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.